Dennis, this week is National Library Week. Libraries around the country are changing. Actual books don't get the attention they used to, some would say, and libraries around the country are trying to keep up with those changes, particularly with the technology in the way people consume information. Well, Kelly Robinson is marketing director for the Fulton County Public Library, and Cheryl Small is the library's youth services representative. They're in our studios right now. Ladies, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to start with this. When I was a little person, I would go to the library. I looked forward to going to the library. You had books. Sometimes they had, you know, other activities, like they may show a movie. But with technology and with everyone being able to consume everything right there on their phone or tablet, has the Fulton County Public Library system had to change over the years in order to keep up with technology and make sure you're keeping people coming into the doors?
Yes, very much so. We still have all of the great things that you remember as a child, but we have grown by leaps and bounds as far as what we offer through our website and through the databases and the technology that we have. So we have folks coming in every day to use the computers who may not have computers, and then folks at home who can access us 24/7.
And not every book that is in a library may be on the internet, so that's important as well. So you notice a difference in how patrons consume content. Is it mostly they want to come in and get information off the computer, or are they still checking out books?
We like to say that everyone uses the library uniquely. So you may have the folks who want to come in and browse the shelves and find a book they may not have known existed. And then we probably have many, many patrons, as our web visits last year were almost 8 million, who may just use the library from home and download their audiobooks or take a class online.
That raises the question, do you need the buildings? I mean, because if libraries are stretched for resources and buildings are expensive, of course, to put together and maintain. And Ms. Small, I'll jump to you because it's the kids that are, you're the youth services representative. It's the kids that are using the new media. Do you need the buildings anymore, or as many buildings as you had?
Well, of course we need them buildings. We're educational support for the children and the school systems that we provide services for. And the library is a place in the community. It's an integral part of the community, and it meets the needs of many people, not only children and books, but also those resources like tax assistance or classes that are self-help classes that the library offers. All of those are very much needed. And of course, the buildings that we have.
Have your biggest expenses changed, though, over the years as it comes to whether it's, you know, is it as expensive to provide the digital services that Rose talked about as it was to, let's say, get the physical books?
Well, I'm sure the expenses have changed to some extent, but the support for the written word, of course, with summer reading, those programs that mm-hmm. we encourage, and the participation of our children, the books are still being circulated. They're still checked out. Over 30,000 children participated in the summer reading program last year. Over 166,000 people actually attended programs at our 34 branches.
You mentioned, you talked about resources for self-help. You talked about resources for those that may not have access to the internet. You talked about, at a time like this, tax assistance. And someone listening may say, well, wow, I didn't know that. And I think region plays a lot into it as well. So you're in charge of the marketing. I know you're focused on the youth, but how big is then marketing and campaigning to let people know, hey, we're not just here for you to come out and check books or read the New York Times. You have to let people know those services are there in order, you know, to get them to come into doors.
And our marketing is extensive. Of course, we have system-wide programming efforts, of which I'm responsible for the youth services part of it. And we have our website, of course, and we have individual branches that do their own marketing in the form of flyers, also outreach to the community, going to the school, advertising what it is we do in the community to other organizations.
Well, summer's coming up, and that was always a big, big deal for me. I don't know if you know Julia Davis Library, but Julia Davis was a woman, an African-American woman, who worked hard to make sure that people of color had access to libraries. So you look at a city like Atlanta, which is very diverse. How do you make sure you're meeting the needs of all of the different ethnicities as well to come in? You offer maybe resources for the Hispanic community. Or is that something you guys are working on as well? Or you have those programs in place?
We actually have those programs in place. All of our literature, of course, is in in different languages. And so as needed, we are making those resources available to our communities. We also have some story times where our librarians are bilingual, and we have bilingual managers who are able to accommodate as well. And as far as our summer reading program, of course, we have collections. Our collections are bilingual. We do have books and collections for all ages that are in multiple languages.
Has the Fulton County Library System also, and Kelly, I'll address this to you, have you also have made sure that you have the latest technology to reach everyone as they come in? Because other than just the internet, they may want to have access to other systems. And I remember growing up, Dennis, remember the Dewey Decimal System? Mm-hmm. Do folks use that anymore? Does it exist anymore?
Yes, the Dewey Decimal System still exists. And yes, people do use their library in a lot of different ways. Our latest technology piece is Hoopla Digital, which we just started a week before last, and that is where our patrons with their library card can instantly and without any cost borrow free digital movies, music, and more 24/7 on their computer or on their app.
We're talking with Fulton County Library Systems Marketing Director Kelly Robinson. She was the voice you just heard. Also, Youth Services Representative Cheryl Small. Ms. Robinson, I want to come back to you because that, what Rose talked about, the diversity of things in the collection, you have to prioritize then once you decide, okay, we're going to be able to serve all these communities, which things do we buy first to serve everybody? How do you make those decisions? What's at the top of your priority list right now, given the limited resources you have?
And that's a great question. We have a collections management team that looks at statistics and who is using what and at what age groups, and then we make a determination about how we're going to allocate resources, whether it be the printed books, magazines, and newspapers, or our online offerings. And I'm sure, as you can guess, over the years, the audiobooks, e-audiobooks, for instance, this new Hoopla Digital, that is getting more and more of our resources as these things become more popular.
And Ms. Small, especially with kids, Rose hinted at this too, there's the digital divide. You've got a lot of kids who come to the library probably because they don't have a computer at home. With all those resources that Ms. Robinson talked about now becoming more digital, with the priority list shifting, how do you help the kids who really don't have the resources to access them at home?
Well, again, we offer several programs. For example, if you need classes on how to use the computer or some detailed explanation of the internet, or perhaps you want to learn how to use Word. So we have ongoing classes throughout the library system. Many branches offer them. And of course, the community has a say. They can also recommend. And once they voice their opinions and tell us what it is that we need, then we try to accommodate.
And as we wrap up, growing up, the most important thing you could have in your wallet before you got your driver's license was your library card.
That's exactly right.
So you still want people to know that your library card is very important. Before your budget, because over the years we've heard about Fulton County having to slash the budget for the library system. How's that going now, and have you been able to sustain within the counties, you know, because they're strapped too. Have you been able to sustain the budget and get the things that you want and need for the community?
We're very excited to say that with the 2015 budget, we were able to, through the Fulton County Commissioners, bring it up to the levels that it was, and we have expanded our hours as of April 1. So we're thrilled to say that people are really happy that we've been fortunate enough to be able to bring those hours back to their 2013 levels. So it's a great thing.
And will you be able to sustain that? I mean, we talked to the mayor of one of Metro Atlanta's new cities. He was from Gwinnett County, but you got a lot of new cities in Fulton as well. With that shifting distribution of the revenue pie, will you be able to sustain the new hours that you talked about in the county library system?
Well, we're very hopeful, and I know that the Fulton County Board of Commissioners said that they heard loud and clear from their library patrons that it was important to them, and that's why this latest change, so we hope that it will continue.
We've been talking with Cheryl Small and Kelly Robinson with the Fulton County Library System about new programs and new libraries in the works. Thank you for joining us, and again, if you want to get in on those summer programs for your kids, all you have to do is just go to the nearest Fulton County Library.
That's correct.
Or visit our website, afpls.org.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.